Grant, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you for joining us. So, Grant, for people who might not be familiar, what's the origin of Modus?
So we are an independent craft brewer based on the Northern Beaches in Mona Vale. And yeah, we're having our fourth birthday. So we're probably doesn't to your listeners probably doesn't seem like a long time, but in terms of the burgeoning craft scene in Australia and Sydney, we're one of the earlier guys, I guess. Yeah, so that's us.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks, mate.
What makes a beer craft, though? What is craft beer?
I guess that's that's a label that some people like to put on it. Craft beer, I guess, goes to really the authenticity of the product. Craft can mean a number of things. We just really like to say that it's quality beer. That's what we're doing, and whether people want to put the craft label on it or not is up to them. But really, a good craft beer should be, a key part of the fabric of your community, and doing things with the community and the customer in mind.
So, is the craft part of craft beer really just a marketing term?
It can be. There are some big multinational companies that are huge companies owned internationally, particularly two of the bigger brewers. They do like to present themselves with a craft offering, and perhaps don't disclose, their ownership, and who's actually behind the labels. I guess one way our industry's fought back from that dynamic is to certify the independence of certain craft brewers. So if they're below a certain size, like a volume threshold, and they're independently owned, so their ownership is independent of big multinational brewers or multinational companies, they can certify that independence and put it on the label of their beer, and that's a process we're going through at the moment.
Right. And why do you think it is that Australians are starting to make a move towards craft beer?
I think it's a broader phenomenon that where people want to know where their products come from. It's not just beer, but it could be, their local baker, their local cheesemaker, their bread, whatever it is. Like people, are seeking authenticity in the products they buy, and they're becoming more discerning. And that trend is, it's spread across wine. It's now through beer, and that's just a dynamic that the consumer's demanding.
Right. Now, moving on, I understand recently you won some awards at the Independent Beer Awards. Now, I must admit, I'm not exactly a massive beer drinker, so to be honest, they all kind of taste the same to me. What exactly makes an award-winning beer?
Happy to change that perception for you. But look, we did have some recent success at the Independent Brewers Awards, where we took out our Champion IPA for our IPA, and also Champion Hybrid Beer for a vanilla mocha stout that we brewed. And we were also awarded Champion Brewery, which we're very chuffed with. We've won those awards previously in the past as well, so it's good to continue that on. Really, a beer is judged what's called blind judging by the judges, so they don't know what beer they're tasting is in front of them, and they taste close to 1,000 beers that have been submitted by the various breweries around the country, and vote on winners based on that blind judging process. So it's not influenced by the label or the packaging of the beer. The judges don't know what they're actually drinking. In much the same way, spirits and wine competitions are judged as well, the same thing applies to beer.
Right. And well, just one last question for you. You've been making beer for 4 years and you've won all these awards. How are you going to celebrate?
At our fourth birthday this Saturday, Nathaniel, and happy to have you down there and try and change some of your perception that all beer tastes the same. We'll be having a party from midday at the brewery in Mona Vale in Harkey Street, and we'll be celebrating our successes and our independence with a few frothy ones on the day.
Right. Well, if there's a few frothy ones there, I'm more than happy for you to try to change my mind. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good to chat.